Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. This is from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play things I love, and an occasional oddball thing which I call a wombat. That's where I get the title for the show, Wombats and Music. Odd things and music. And I've got a couple of wombats tonight, so that'll liven things up. I want to start off with a song from the 80s. This is George Michael, who was a big, big popular star in those days. And this is called Father Figure. And it has a mysterious feel to it. It's just the whole style of the song is kind of mystery. And I've always got a big kick out of it. This is Father Figure by George Michael.
Thank you. mother's always telling me so.
Kiss on your tongue, it's a smile.
Just hold on, hold on, and I won't let you go, my baby. Put your tiny hand in mine.
I will be your preacher, teacher,
everything you have in mind.
I will be your father.
That was George Michael singing Father Figure. Next up is Farther Along. This is a hymn, dates back, was written in 1911, first put out in record in 1937. This recording, and it's been sung by almost every major gospel singer in history. This particular recording was from 1987. It's Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. Probably the three biggest names of country music, female genre. So this is Farther Along. I happen to like this song a lot. It's a song I perform.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are never molested, though in the wrong. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves a home so lonely and drear. Then do we want
understand why.
Farther Along by Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. And that was from 1987. Now we're going to jump back 30 years. This is the Silhouettes in 1957. And this was the beginning of the doo-wop era. And I consider this probably one of the classic doo-wop songs. It's got all the elements in it. There's a place where they sing just a cappella, no instruments. There's a lot of boom, dab it up kind of stuff going on. Heavy rhythm. There's a saxophone solo. It's just an all-around classic doo-wop song. And I just happen to like this song.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, buddy, sha-la-la-la.
Get a Job by the Silhouettes. That went to number one in February of 1958. Very popular song. Here comes our first Wombat. I'm on Facebook occasionally, and even though I've weeded down to only those people pretty much that I like and know and feel good about, they post an awful lot of junk. At least it seems that way to me. And I have to sort of weed through it when I do go in. But every now and then, something pops up that just catches me, and I love it. And this is one of those things. I call it Bottle Sounds. I'm sure you can find it on Facebook if you look up for Bottle Sounds. It's put together by an arranger called Crafty Cuts, K-U-T-Z. Crafty, K-R-A-F-T-Y, K-U-T-S, Cuts. And on the video, a bunch of guys, there are five of them, come out, and they've all got bottles. Beer bottles, Coke bottles, and most of them have a six-pack. And they're empty bottles, which have been tuned with water in them, and they're blowing in them to make these sounds. So this entire piece of music is made by bottles, and one guy is shaking. Actually, he has the bottle strapped around his neck so he can blow without using his hands. He has things in his hands. He's shaking to make the rhythm instruments. So this is some bottle sounds, and I like it.
Now, let's introduce you to something brand new, the double bottle.
Thank you.
That was some men blowing on bottles to make those sounds, and I think it's neat. Well, next comes up something from the movie Inside Llewellyn Davis, a movie I really liked. The star was a guy named Oscar Isaac, who I'd never heard of, and I looked him up. He's primarily an actor. He's not known for his music. However, I think he did a first-class job on the music, and this is one of the songs he sang in the movie. The song is called Fare Thee Well, also known as Dink's Song, and it's been sung by Pete Seeger, Pete Dave Van Ronk, various musicians. It was first recorded in 1909 by a African-American woman named Dink, singing it while she was washing clothes. And it's gone on to become a very popular American folk song. So this is Dink's Song, as sung by Oscar Isaac.
If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly the river to the one I love. Oh, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. Well, I had a man, strong and tall, moved his body like a cannonball. Oh, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. I remember one evening in the pouring rain, and in my heart was an aching pain. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. For my unborn child. Oh, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. So show us a bird flying high above. Life ain't worth living without the one you love.
Was Oscar Isaac singing Fare Thee Well, or Dink's Song. Next is a sweet song. It's by Kathy Mattea. It was recorded in 1990. Kathy Mattea is a Canadian singer and the first really popular Canadian singer in U.S. music. She was the first one to have a number one hit and won all sorts of awards. Still singing. And this is called Feed This Fire. It's a song about a couple. You know, I always like to talk about relationships on the show, and those that are beginning, those that are ending. This is one sort of midstream, and it's a sweet, lovely song, but the singer is sort of saying, honey, let's keep this going. Let's make our romance, our relationship go on forever, but it's going to take a little effort from where we are right now. I think we're in good shape, but going to have to do a little work at it, and this expresses that.
might be you, it might be me, it might be only 1 degree, but I could swear it's getting colder in this room. We just don't seem to care to touch. We just don't want to share that much. But darling, every fire needs something to come soon. We've got to feed this fire. We've got to fan this flame. If this love burns out, we've got ourselves to blame. We've got to stoke these coals until they glow red hot. Winter wind could blow. Back when our cold and hungry hearts were on the street. So let us swear then, you and I, to never let this fire die. Until these hearts have turned to ashes in the heat. We've got to feed this fire. We've got to fan this flame. If this love burns out, we've got ourselves to blame. We've got to stoke these coals until they glow red hot. We've got to feed this fire.
That was Feed This Fire by Anne Murray, and another story there. Well, next up is a Canadian group, Ian and Sylvia. They were very popular back when I was in college. This was the folk revival, I guess they called it. Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Kingston Trio, Joan Baez, Pete Seeger was making a comeback, the Weavers were around. The Limelighters, there were so many, and Ian and Sylvia was one of my favorites. They just popped up out of nowhere, it seemed to me, and had beautiful harmony, traditional songs, not a lot of production stuff going on, very simple kind of way of making music, and they did very well. I really liked their songs a lot. I liked many of their songs and sang many of them. They started performing in 1959, they got married in 1964, and got divorced in 1975 and stopped performing. There's a quick career. But this is one of their songs. I had it on an album. I call this my Pop, Snap, and Crackle collection because this was recorded from a live 33, and I didn't take real good care of my 33s, so they're kind of scratchy. But still, this is Ian and Sylvia, and their harmony and their style comes through clear. I like the story. When first came to this country, it's about a young man who came over to the U.S. He immigrated and fell in love, and it didn't work out well. Not because she rejected him. Other things got in the way. You'll hear the story now.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fairy, and Bessie was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain? ¶¶
my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I noticed a stallion, both white-looking and gray. The sheriff's men had fallen and they'd overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shoved me in, and they shaved off my head and they cleared off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished in my own heart I'd never been a my coat all colored like Jacob's of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fair maid, and Nancy was her name.
That was First Came to This Country by Ian and Sylvia. Well, here comes a wombat. Every now and then I'll play something on the show that I recorded. I don't do that often because I'm not that good a musician, for one thing. And I don't want this to be my sort of vehicle to force others to listen to my music. But I do like some of the songs. I have written some decent songs. I'm just not a great performer. This particular song was written for a friend of mine, Brian Ferris. He was getting married, and I knew him and his wife, Sook. They had both actually worked for me as students at one point, Brian very briefly, and then he went on to get on the staff that I was on, the computer staff at a college, and we became friends, and his wife worked for me for a few years, 12 hours a week, and when they got married, they asked me to sing at their wedding. I really felt honored, and I wrote this song for them. I called it Brian's Wedding Song. And I'll just tell you one thing about it. The week before the wedding, there was a hurricane that came through our area, and that's mentioned in one of the verses. And the other thing is that around the school, I often gave little presentations and talks and classes and stuff, and I always like to start off with the beginning of time, you know, the Big Bang and everything like that, how the Earth came into being. And they tease me about it. They love to tease me. And would say, you know, come on, Harry, skip the Big Bang part and get on to the talk, you know. So I couldn't resist putting that in the song. Anyway, this is Brian's Wedding Song. Let's see, it would have been around 2002 or 3, back in there, when I sang this song. So this is me playing the banjo and singing the song.
All I want's a miracle is not too much to ask. While I'm asking for a dream, could I have one that lasts? I'd like to start at the very beginning of matter, space, and time. How the Big Bang led to a wedding, and do it all in rhyme. Brian sought a miracle to bring him to this day. Found her in the lab beside him. He found Sook and Way. Was Sook ever lonely? Did she ever wake up crying? Now she's found a friend for life. Now she's found Brian. Here's a verse for the goldfish. I hope you're all doing well. Tonight you'll all have a brand new home. Such a story to tell. Now every life's a miracle. This I know is true. That means you're a miracle. And you, and you, and you. Now every love's a miracle. For out of love comes life. And so today we celebrate the love of a man and wife. We're in a royal court today, our king and queen so cool. And in this court I'm a minstrel, maybe I'm a fool. And in this royal court today you play a role as well. For we are all magicians and we cast a magic spell. We wish them joy, we wish them strength, and perhaps the chance to tell their children of this wedding day and of our magic spell. Some marriages are blessed by sun, some are blessed by rain, but this is one of the rare ones, blessed by a hurricane. And so my friends, I wish you well, I wish it with this song, and most of all I wish your love will forever be strong. All we need's a miracle, it's not too much to ask, and while we're reaching for a dream, let's take one that lasts.
Well, that was your host Harry Baya singing a song to two of his friends, Brian Ferris and Sue Conway, at their wedding. And I went to visit them last summer. They have five wonderful children and just good people. That was probably the highlight of my singing career right there. And I loved it. Well, now let's go on to a sadder song. This is Willie Nelson singing Help Me Make It Through the Night. I looked up the song, and it was written by Kris Kristofferson in 1970. There was a version sung by a female singer named Sammy Smith that was the most popular version ever and sold more records than almost any country song in history. And they mentioned a number of other people who sang the song. They don't even mention Willie Nelson. But so this is the version I happen to like. I've never heard Sammy Smith's version. I intend to, because if it's anything like better than this, I'd like to hear it. But this is Willie Nelson singing Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from your hand, shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. Well, I don't care who's right or wrong, let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Thank you. yesterday is dead and gone. And tomorrow's outside, and it's sad to be alone. Now help me make it through the night. Well, I don't want to be alone. Now help me make it through the night.
Help Me Make It Through the Night by Willie Nelson. Well, now is a good time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you this show from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Emory and Henry College is about 10 miles out of Abingdon, Virginia, in the southwest tip of Virginia. We're not far from the Tennessee line. In fact, I live in Bristol, Virginia, which is next to Bristol, Tennessee. I'm about 10 miles from the state line to Tennessee. And we also are not far from North Carolina and West Virginia. So, and we're in the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains. If you'd like to listen to WEHC on your computer, you can go to ehc.edu, www.ehc, that's emoryhenrycollege.edu, and poke around, you'll find the WEHC icon to get this song. And the show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I'm your host. So, let's go on now and see what else we got coming up. Next is a song. I'm going to read you quite a bit about this song. And, you know, it's a shame. I once, there's a quote I like that said something along the lines of, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. It's true, but still, this is interesting. The next song is called Hickory Wind by the Byrds. It was written by Graham Parsons on a long train ride, and I want to read you a couple of quotes about it. Johnny Rogan, in his book The Byrds, Timeless Flight Revisited, offers the following interpretation for the song. The alluring hickory wind serves as a powerful image for Parsons' bittersweet nostalgia as he imagines an Edenic childhood of simple pleasures like climbing trees. During successive verses, he reflects on the pursuit of fame, the curse of wealth without spiritual satisfaction, and the perils of city life. What really makes the song, however, is Parsons' aching vocal performance set against a superb steel guitar backing, whose whining combines with his yearning voice to create a mood of unbearable poignancy. I like that, unbearable poignancy. Here's another interpretation of the song. It is Parsons' signature song. If Graham had never written another song, Hickory Wind would have been put him on the map. The song says it all. It's very descriptive with vivid imagery, actually quite literary. But Graham, we know, was a very bright kid, if you know some of the guy's life story. However, he conjured up the scenario. It's right at home. Graham was shuffled off to prep school. That's a lonely song. That's a lonely kid. And then the musicians on the song, just off the wall. The song features noted session musicians Lloyd Green on pedal steel guitar, John Hartford on fiddle. In addition, Parsons plays acoustic guitar and piano, with bass, banjo, and drums being played by Chris Hillman, Roger McGinn, and Kevin Kelly. So those are all people who, most of them, I've heard very well. John Hartford's one of my favorite fiddler, and Roger McGinn is very well known, and so forth. So anyway, too much talk about a song when you really should be listening to it. This is Hickory Wind by the Byrds. Oh, one other quick thing. The Byrds were invited to appear on Grand Ole Opry, and they were going to sing a Merle Haggard song about prisons. And instead, at the last minute, Parsons, Life in Prison, they were going to sing. The Byrds switched and sang this song and really ticked off the country music establishment. So it's part of his legend that he sang this song rather than the one he was supposed to sing on Grand Ole Opry. Still, this is Hickory Winds.
In tall pine. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I'm lonesome, I always pretend that I'm getting the feel of hickory wind. I started out younger at most riches and pleasure. What else can life bring? But it makes me feel better each time it begins. All in hard way to find out that trouble is real in a faraway city with a faraway feel. But it makes me
that was Hickory Winds by the Byrds. It's interesting, none of the reviews mention the harmony, and that's probably my favorite thing, in addition to just the melody and the feel of the song. This wonderful harmony in there. I'd like to try singing that with someone sometime. Well, we're moving on now to something from 1956. I was still in high school then, and I remember this song. It was one of my favorites way back then. It's called Young Love by Sonny James. And it catches the romantic era for me of that time. You know, when you're 16, 17, you're half in love all the time, I think, and never really in love. You don't even know what love is, but you have crushes and romance. And this is kind of the illusion that waiting right around the corner for you is something like this young love described by Sonny James.
They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love in this whole world. And I know I've found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Love, our love, we share. ocean. Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, first love, fell with true devotion. Young love, our love, we share with deep emotion.
That was Young Love by Sonny James. The next song is by Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman burst onto the scene in 1988. The song I remember most was called Fast Car. She's an African-American woman with a powerful voice and a great style. But it seemed that maybe Fast Car was going to be kind of a one-hit wonder thing because it was so seemingly autobiographical in some way. And you wonder if she could ever transcend that moment. Well, she did again and again. This song, The Promise, was recorded in 1995. And even though Fast Car remains my favorite song by her, this one moved into a different genre entirely, and it rates very high in my book of songs.
If you wait for me, then I'll come for you. Although I have traveled far, I always hold a place for you in my heart. If you think of me, if you miss me once in a while, then I'll return to you. I'll return and fill that space in your heart. Your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. If you dream of me like I dream of you, in a place that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart. Your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you desire to see your face, your smile, to be with you. Your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. Please say you'll be waiting. Together again, it would feel so good to be in your arms. We're all my journeys in. You can make a promise. If it's one that you can keep, I vow to come for you. If you wait for me, say you'll hold a place for me.
Tracy Chapman singing The Promise. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. We come to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. This is from WEHC FM 90.7. And I want to encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.